I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear viewers of I Love Islam, welcome back to our weekly broadcast of kids educational program. You're watching this program, stay tuned, watch this program till the end. Like always, we've got some exciting segments coming for you, inshallah azawajal. In the studio we have been joined by the infamous Baba Ali. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Baba Ali?
Alhamdulillah, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Where's the whole team gone today?
They've disappeared.
Maybe it's a hot sunny day. They've all gone to the beach or the park. Oh, just imagine they're all enjoying the ice cream and you're here.
You're not enjoying
good
the
luck
ice
to
cream
them
as well.
I'm not enjoying the ice cream. I'm stuck with you. Oh no. It's gonna be a tough time now.
How is it gonna be tough?
We'll find out in a bit because you have to answer all the questions all alone. No teamwork. Are you ready for the day?
Alhamdulillah, I am.
MashaAllah, we'll find out in a bit. MashaAllah. Today we have a few kids show. But you never know, we might get a surprise package coming in anytime, inshallah. Let's see if someone can come and be your savior. Let's see if someone can come to rescue you today. Because it's only you today in the ring with the punch bag there. And we're going to have some fun today, inshallah. Anyway, let's get back to the program. It's time for us to move on to our first segment of the day. My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. This is the time where we get a chance to learn about so many beautiful things about our religion. Alhamdulillah, today we're here in Oldham Fizana Medina and this segment, My Islam. You want to have a guess what we're going to talk about today? Well, you have to guess the title. There's many things we'll talk about, and you might get it right. I think you might get it right, but you have to guess the title.
There's something to do with like Karbala.
That's something we will discuss, inshallah, but that's not the title.
Give me a clue from the title.
It's about two different categories of people. Today, we are going to talk about the honor, about two different categories of
So they both have honor.
Both have honor. In Islam, they have both have honor and respect. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about love for them. Why is it important for us to honor them, to respect them, to learn about them? The two categories.
So it's not two people, it's two countries.
Yes. Oh, you're getting wiser. Two categories of people. They're Muslims.
They're Muslims.
Muslims. And they have, and you probably have heard the names as well. Now, categories of people have a title.
Ashra Mubashara?
No. And if I was to, even that, although it's two different categories, but in reality, it's actually one category. Because the second category falls in the first category as well. Ooh, this is going to be fun, isn't it? So today we're going to talk about two categories of people. And the clue is, the second category is also part of the first category. But the first category is not part of the second category. Have I got it wrong myself?
That just made it even more confusing.
Let me look at it again. Okay, so we got two categories of people that we're going to talk about. Yeah, the first category of people, the second category of people. Yeah, and the second category of people are also part of the first category. However, the first category of people, not all in the first category of people are also included in the second category of people. Oh, I've confused Baba Ali here. He looks completely confused. Has your gun gone confused?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Come on then, we need to charge you again then. Come on then, shall I give you another clue?
Yes.
The clue is, the first category of people doesn't start with T.
That's the worst clue in the whole entire world.
But it's close to a letter with T. S. You have to get it now. Come on. The Honorable S. What could it be?
Honorable superheroes.
Superheroes. Yes, they are the superheroes of Islam. You're right. Someone just shouted out the answer. And if you don't get it now, you're in trouble. He still doesn't get it.
The Honorable Superheroes of Islam.
Subhanallah. Today, we're going to talk about the love for the Sahaba. The Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who are the Sahaba?
A person who
companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. A person who has seen the Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Sabr. Calm down. Hold your horses. You don't have to run. You don't have to jump. You don't have to dive. You can relax and say it calmly. So let's look, there's loads of kids. Look at me, Ali, you need to think this way. There's loads of kids out there, they never heard the word Sahaba before. So now you need to break it down for them. Okay, so Sahaba, the word Sahaba is a plural word, isn't it? Yeah. So what's a single word?
The
Sahabi.
Sahabi, yeah.
So Sahaba means there are many Sahabi. Yeah, 2, 3, 4 and more, hundreds and thousands of Sahabi are known as Sahaba. Okay, and who are Sahaba or who is a Sahabi?
So,
a person. So you want to give a definition of Sahabi? Come on then, let's see if you can get it right.
A Sahaba.
What if you get it wrong?
A Sahabi or a Sahaba is a companion of the Prophet. So a person. A companion of the Prophet.
A Sahabi is a companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, you got that part right. What else?
And then, so there's the definition of it. It's in Fundamental Teachings, Part 1. And it says, so a person who has seen the Prophet in the state of Iman. So a person who has seen the Prophet and he is a Muslim. So is in the state of Iman.
Okay.
And then he dies in the same state of Iman. Then he is considered a Sahabi.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mashallah. The definition.
Wow, that's good. Good efforts. Well, question to this is, what if you said someone who had the honor of seeing Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even for a moment? Yeah. And in the state of Iman, and he passed away in the state of Iman as well, that person is a Sahabi. What about those Sahaba who were blind? They didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
If they met
how were they Sahabi?
If they met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can still be a Sahaba.
So the way you said this is, mashallah, it was good though, well done. Mashallah, you get 10 points for that. Mashallah. So that was really good. Good definition by Ali. MashaAllah, we'll count that as correct, MashaAllah. So who is a Sahabi? Sahabi is that lucky individual who had the honor of having a company of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman. And that company that he was in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even for a moment, even for a second, just that moment he had the company. So it doesn't mean that someone had to be, you know, with Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for weeks and months and years. No, even for a moment, if someone had the company of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even for a moment, in the state of Iman, and then later when the person passed away, he also passed away with Iman, that person is a Sahabi. And har Sahabi Nabi,
Jannati,
Jannati. Har Sahabi Nabi,
Jannati, Jannati.
Every single Sahaba will go to Jannah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So every single companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has got a great virtue and excellence. They're the best people in the Muslim Ummah. They're the greatest people in the Muslim Ummah, the Honorable Sahaba Ikram. They are the shining stars of Islam. You mentioned superheroes. They are the real superheroes of Islam. These are the people who were there with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at the time of difficulty, at the time of thirst and hunger, and even when there was battles, these people stood firm with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They sacrificed everything for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are the honorable Sahaba. Okay, Sahaba, and sometimes we say Sahaba-e-Kiram, the honorable Sahaba. Okay, so whenever you say their names, whenever you mention their names, for example, I want you to mention one name of a Sahabi.
The honorable Sahaba, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an.
Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is who?
The beloved grandson
of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the honorable and beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we were learning about Sahaba Ikram for now. So when you mention the name, when you mention name of a Sahabi, it's important. It's a way of showing love or respect to them by saying their name with love and respect. One way to show love,
by saying Sayyiduna.
Yes, one way to show love towards the Sahaba is honoring their name. Whenever you say their name, don't just say Umar, Abu Bakr, Ali, Uthman. Don't just say the name. Don't say Hussein. We say the name with respect, with love. For example, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So before the name, we say Sayyiduna. Yes, sometimes you can say Hazrat as well. But we normally say Hazrat Imam Hussein. So with the Sahabi, sometimes the word Hazrat is used as well. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yeah. Well, you could, in Arabic, if you want to say Sayyiduna, yeah, our leader, our chief, yeah, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if you want to say the name of, for example, Sayyidina Umar, so you can say Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen is the leader of the believers. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq al-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when you say the name at the end, what do you say? Radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
May Allah be pleased with them.
Allah is pleased with them. In English, sometimes we write, may Allah be pleased with them. But the fact is, Allah is pleased with them. And that's from the Quran as well. We learn from the Quran that Allah Almighty is pleased with all the Sahaba.
Yeah.
And Allah Almighty will give them a high rank in Jannah. Talking about Sahaba, what did we say at the beginning? We're going to talk about two categories of people. That's one category. Sahaba are one category. There's another category as well.
Waliullah.
All Sahaba are Waliullah.
Yeah, but all Waliullah are not Sahabas.
Oh, mashallah. Wow, he's got his brain switched on today. You're correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, there are many Waliullah. There are many people who are very close to Allah Ta'ala, but they're not Sahabi. You're right. Sahabi is a very important honor. And that's because of the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Haris sahabi ya nabi, jannati jannati. Haris sahabi ya nabi,
jannati jannati.
Haris sahabi ya nabi, jannati jannati. Every single sahaba is in jannah.
Inshallah, zawajal. Subhanallah, mashallah. May Allah bless you. Right, you need to tell me the second name.
Second name of what?
Second category of people.
Well, you're
you
like...
You thought you're going to get away with it.
I just said that.
You're not going to get away with things today.
I just said that, friend of Allah.
That's not the answer.
Oh, yeah.
It starts with A. H. L.
Ahle Bayt.
Ahle Bayt. You're right. Ahle Bayt. Sahaba... And Ahle Bayt. Today we're going to talk about the love of Sahaba and
the love
Ahle Bayt. What in Arabic is Ahlul Bayt. The blessed household of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. An easy way to remember is the family. The honorable family, the beloved family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala.
The word, word Bayt in Arabic means house.
House. Yo, mashallah. That's clever, mashallah. Bayt.
So ahl then Ahlul means like high in rank.
No.
Sacred.
Good try. Good try.
Blessed.
Bayt is house.
Yeah.
Ahl means those who live in the house.
Oh.
I don't know how to say it in English, but in Urdu we say, like I say, ghar wale.
Oh. Yeah.
Those who belong to that house.
Oh, yeah, those who belong to the house.
Yeah. So household in English. Household, those who live in that house. MashaAllah, okay. Good try. So today, alhamdulillah, today we're spending these moments in remembering the honor of the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ahlul Bayt are the honorable family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this includes all the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They're part of the house as well. So every single wife of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it includes all the, includes Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's also part of Ahl Bayt, and also includes the honorable daughters of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala, so the sons of the Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam,
and the grandson. So from the blessed lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, whoever is honored with the bloodline of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam till today and till the day of Qiyamah, they are from the Ahl Bayt. They are from the Sayyid family. They have the bloodline in their body, and even today there are people who are known as Sayyid. So in our culture, in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, in our culture we normally use the word Shah Sahib. Shah Sahib. But now it's become like short. It says Saab. Shah Saab.
So
the word Shah generally normally means like someone leader, but in our culture sometimes Shah Sahib. Is referred to those who are Sayyid. And Sayyid is a word we use as well. Sayyid, someone. Yeah.
So
Sayyid means someone. That Sayyid means leader. But in our culture, sometimes that's used for the those who are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also in other cultures, the word Sharif is used as well. Sharif or Habib. They have different terms. They have different terms in different cultures, different countries. They might have different ways of referring to the honorable family and those who are bloodline of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So even today as well, there are people who are Sayyid. And it's important for, and they're so lucky. They are so, so lucky that, you know, their parents and their parents and their parents and their parents, if you keep going, the chain, and it goes to Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. It goes to Sayyidina Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And from her, goes to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are very lucky people. Today, if we see anyone, remember this, the rule is, it's simple. If it's Sahaba, or if it's Ahlul Bayt, the rule is simple. Why do we have respect and honor for the Sahaba? Why do we love the Ahlul Bayt? What's the reason behind? The reason behind this is the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nisbat, okay? Nisbah, connection. That's the real reason. So even today, if there is someone who is blessed with the bloodline, blood line running in the in his body of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that that person is who? Is honored. We respect that person. We love them. Just for this, how that person is individually, how his character is, that's a separate thing. But just because he's from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he's like the crown of our heads. We love them. We respect them. We honor them. It's important. So, but here when we talk about the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt in particular, generally we talk about the honorable, those individuals who actually lived in the house of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam at that time, who was with Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam at that time. In particular, these people have a very, very high status in the court of Allah ta'ala. And before we said, what did I tried to confuse you before. What I said, the second category of people are?
Part
of the first category. But not all in the first category are in the second category. Now, should I try to make it easy for you?
Okay, well, I want to share.
Let me make this easy for you. So, all those people who are Ahlul Bayt, yes, the Sahaba, they are also Sahabi as well.
So people who are living at this time are
No, these are not Sahabi. These are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We call him Sayyid. They're not Sahabi. So someone today who is Sayyid, he's not a Sahabi. But those people at that time, so the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable daughters of the and the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they are also a Sahabi as well. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is also part of Ahlul Bayt. He's also a Sahabi as well. So these honorable personalities, they are all Sahabi. They are all companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As well as being the companion, as well as having the honor of being a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also have an extra fadila, extra excellence, extra virtue. That is that they are also in the category of household, blessed household of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So it's important. And on the other side, those who are Sahaba, from the Sahaba, there are people who are part of the blessed household of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But not all Sahaba are from the blessed household of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There are many other Sahaba, they're respected. They have so much honor and respect. They have a very high status in Islam. They're still the superheroes of Islam. Yeah, they are the shining stars of Islam. Yeah, but from them, not all are from the blessed household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that clear now? Do you understand that? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Come on, then let's move on then. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Should we listen to a kalam? Come on then, it's time for you to read a kalam. Which kalam are you going to read today? Subhanallah. And can those who are behind the camera and the ghost in the show, can he join you as well?
Yeah.
Oh, he can join you. Come on then. Let's read it together then. Come on.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah sabse ula hamara nabi sabse bala wala 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 hamara nabi sabse bala hamara nabi sabse bala wala hamara nabi apne mola ka pyara hamara nabi
MashaAllah, that was really good there. MashaAllah, well done. It looks like you practiced less on this kalam. What's going on, Ali? If you read the kalam too high, with a high pitch at the beginning,
I accidentally
then
did
what are you going to do afterwards? Then you have to go low afterwards. You didn't mix match in the middle.
I accidentally mixed match.
Yeah, some lines you're reading like four or five times. With a, you know, sometimes going up, sometimes going down. It's total different rhythms. I think you need to practice. Let's do a little practice. Come on. Let's do a little rehearsal together, okay? So you read Bujgei, that shade, okay? Yeah? So when you start off, let's read it like a nice and relaxed style at the beginning. Yeah? Then we'll read a high pitch. Then we'll merge it with the... So we're going to read it three times, okay? Three times.
Okay.
Two times nice and relaxed. Third time, we're going to make it loud, like a high pitch. Then we're going to read the second line two times. Okay, let's try this.
Buj gai jiske aage sabhi mashale Buj gai jiske aage sabhi mashale Buj gai jiske aage sabhi mashale Sharma wo lekar aaya hamara nabi sabse o lao ala hamara nabi sabse ba lao ala hamara nabi.
Let's read this together as well.
Khalq se awliya awliya se rusul. Khalq se awliya awliya se rusul.
Khalq se awliya awliya se rusul.
Hamara nabi sabse aula ala hamara nabi sabse baala ala hamara nabi ghamzado ko raza mujdadi jeke hai ghamzado ko raza mujdadi jeke hai ghamzado ko raza mujdadi jeke hai bekaso ka sahara hamara nabi sabse aula ala hamara nabi sabse baala ala hamara nabi
sallu ala al habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Right, Ali, what's going on?
I need to practice a little more.
A bit more than little. Inshallah, Azawajal. Now, your homework is now. You need to learn this kalam and then send me a voice message through your dad's number. Then, so I know you've been practicing.
Okay.
Is that a deal?
So I need to practice this kalam. And so on Tuesday, is on
and
Tuesday.
And you had a kalam too? I just remembered.
Oh.
I just remembered Ali was given another kalam to learn. And today it's time for us to actually listen to that kalam. Let's see how much he's learned so far. Okay, I'll give you a bit of time to think, okay? I'll give you a few more seconds. 1, 2, 3, done. Come on then, now you need the kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Muhammad Mustafa sabse aakhri nabi Ahmad Mujtaba sabse aakhri nabi Amina Kaladla sabse aakhri nabi Shahida Dosra sabse aakhri nabi Tajdar Auliya sabse aakhri nabi Tajdar Auliya sabse aakhri nabi Habib Kibriya sabse aakhri nabi Khud mere nabi ne baatein bata di la nabi abadi la nabi abadi Khud mere nabi ne baatein bata di Khud mere nabi ne baatein bata di la nabi abadi 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 har zamana sun le ye nawai hadi har zamana sun le ye nawai hadi la nabi abadi la nabi abadi la nabi abadi
Subhanallah, mashallah, wow. This is one of the beautiful part of Ali. You know, sometimes, you know, when he's wrong, sometimes he's like, right, he's about to get into trouble. And then sometimes he does something, he gets back into the good book. He always jumps from the good book to bad book. He was getting tutorial on Madri channel, lesson on Madri channel, because he wasn't practicing his kalam properly. And now, mashallah, he's getting all the certificates or whatever you want to call them, all the goods. You're doing really good, mashallah. If you practice something, you can do really good.
I didn't practice this
so much. You have been practicing. You've been practicing for the last two weeks. You've been that shows. Why is there a difference then? Why is there a difference of you? It's the same person. Hope it's the same tongue you're reading the Quran from. Do you have a different tongue?
I just probably just
probably use a different tongue.
Probably just listen to it like 3-4 times. Not that much.
It's been more. It's more than that.
No.
You won't learn. How can you? Come on, Ali. Use your brain. Yeah. How can you know all them words for the first time?
First time I had those words last week.
Well, I'm saying we've been practicing since you didn't know. From the moment you didn't know up to today, you've been practicing a lot of times, haven't you?
I haven't.
He's gone back to the bad book again. He's not listening.
I haven't.
Forget it. Let us move on. Sometimes it's good to move on. Ignore and move on. MashaAllah, in the studio, we have been joined by two more kids who I've qualified to be Mr. Late. MashaAllah. It's Mustafa and Hashim back here again. I think they probably forgot the clock this week. You don't know what time it is. What's going on, boys?
We were getting our food and then it got late.
Don't remind us about food, especially Ali. Don't remind him about the food. He's going to start running out.
It came like 2:20.
That's not 2 o'clock. You're supposed to be here 1:30. For Zohar Namaz.
You know, we were trying to get our food in and the lady said to us.
So Mustafa was coming towards the program and the food came in the way and hijacked Mustafa. I think we'll have to meet Mr. Food. Ali, after the program, can you go and meet Mr. Food and sort him out? Yeah. So now we're back here again. Today, we will be learning about the Honorable Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt. And because blessed month of Muharram al-Haram has a lot of significance and it's important we remember the sacrifices and the loyalty, the patience of the Honorable Sahaba and the blessed household of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Muslims all around the world, they remember the history of Islam. Inshallah, today in this program, we'll be discussing some of the key lessons we learn as well, inshallah. Before we do that, let's quickly go to the next segment. Did you know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
In Muharram, in the whole month of Muharram, there's one day has a lot of significance. This day has a name. First, tell me which date does that day fall on. Raise your hand, not your tongue. Don't raise your tongue, okay? Two people. So two people that were awake last week and one person was asleep. What's going on? Go on, call it Mustafa.
10th of Muharram.
10th of Muharram! You're right. 10th of Muharram is the day of what though? What is it known as? The day of?
Ashura.
The day of Ashura. I want you to remember this name. The day of? Ashura. Can you say the name?
Ashura.
A bit more lively. Come on.
It's Ayn.
Yeah, Ayn. Ashura.
Ashura.
Oh, let's try all the three of you one by one. Come on, Mustafa. Come on.
The day of Ashura.
You say it.
The day of
Ashura.
Ashura.
You say it.
The day of Ashura.
And can you, who's watching this program, can you try it? Say the day of
Ashura.
This falls on the 10th of Muharram. And this day has a lot of significance in Islamic history. Many historical events took place on 10th of Muharram. There's a whole list. There's a beautiful book called Madani Treasure of Blessings. Go and download this book from the website of Dawud Islami, Madani Treasure of Blessings, and open this book, go to the section Islamic Months, find Muharram, and you'll find the facts about the day of Ashura. There's so many historical events that have been mentioned that took place on 10th of Muharram. And just few of them I'm going to mention today. So on this day, 10th of Muharram, famously, it is known as this is the day on which Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his nation, Bani Israel, were protected from the army of Pharaoh. They got rescued on this day. Have you heard that famous story about Pharaoh and his army that was chasing Prophet Musa al-Islam and his people? And then Prophet Musa al-Islam and his people, what did they do? They went into the river. They went into the river and the river opened up. Have you not heard that? Have none of you heard the story?
I have.
You have heard the story. Have you heard the story?
I heard the full story.
That was like, according to one report, there was what? On the river, you're like, what does the river do? It flows water, doesn't it? The water flows in the river. Then the river stopped. The river stopped in different portions. And it was like pathways being created in the middle for these people to walk. And between the pathways, so there's one pathway, then another pathway. In between there was walls. And you know these walls? These were walls of water. Water of that river. The water stopped here, it formed a wall. Then this side, it stopped, this formed a wall. And in the middle, there's like people, there's waves and pathways created. And these, maybe thousands of these people who were with Musa al-Islam, they all crossed the river. They crossed the river so safely. In one of the commentary in the Quran, it is mentioned, these people who were crossing this river, they could see each other. They could see each other in the pathways, and they used to talk to each other. They could talk to each other, they could see each other in their pathways. Subhanallah, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. And subhanallah, there's a whole history about this. But this is how because army of Pharaoh, they were coming to attack the people of Musa al-Islam. And now they came to the riverside, and there was no other way to go out. They're like dead end now. There was either river on one side, either get drowned in the river or, you know, face the Pharaoh and his army. And the army of Pharaoh, they were cruel people. They were evil people. So, alhamdulillah, Musa al-Islam, he had a beautiful, miraculous staff, a big stick. And he put that onto the river. Through the blessing of this staff, there was pathways that have been created in the river. And all these people, the people of Bani Israel, they crossed this river safely. They reached the other side. As soon as they reached the other side, the river started flowing again. The pathways were finished. The river started flowing again. And by the time Pharaoh came, to the end, river edge, now all these people stopped. So where have they gone? We've been chasing the people of Musa al-Islam. They came to here. Where have they disappeared? And when they noticed, or they felt that people of Musa al-Islam crossed this river, they got to the other side, they thought, what do we do now? What do we do now? What should we do? And then someone from them ordered their people to jump in. So they will probably have the pathway as well. And as soon as they jumped in, guess what happened? They got drowned. And this is how the Muslims, the people of Musa al-Islam, were protected. And when did that happen? When was this victory? When did they get protection? When did they get to safety from Pharaoh? On the day of
Ashura.
I want you to say the name. The day of
Ashura.
So this was now Musa al-Islam, because this was a victory, isn't it? It's a gift. It's something. It's miraculous. It's an honor, a gift from Allah Ta'ala that they were saved miraculously. As a way of thanking Allah Ta'ala, Prophet Musa al-Islam and his people would celebrate this day and would fast on this day to thank Allah Ta'ala. So fasting on the day of Ashura is really ancient. It's old. Musa al-Islam and his people, you would fast. Whenever this day came, they used to fast on the day of Ashura. And scholars have also mentioned that this is the day when the Ark of Prophet Nuh al-Islam, the ark, the big ship, the ark of Prophet Nuh al-Islam, This is the day when it touched the land. It reached the land. Remember, for many days or for so long, this ark was in the river. It was a flood at that time. Yeah. And only those people who were in the ark, they were protected, they were saved. And these people, they were there for so long. And on the 10th, on the Ashura, the day of Ashura, it is said that the ark of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam reached a land. And this is the day of Ashura, scholars have also mentioned, this is the day that famously, it is known as, this is the day that the Tawbah of Prophet Adam alayhi salam was accepted. Remember, prophets never do guna. They never do a sin. All the prophets are innocent. However, Prophet Adam alayhi salam, something happened, and due to that, Prophet Adam alayhi salam used to make istighfar, used to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. This carried on for so long. And on the day of Ashura, his dua was accepted. His tawbah was accepted. And this is the day, on the day of Ashura, in which the very famous story that we heard about Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. This is the day when he was saved from the stomach of the whale. Have you heard that story as well? The story of the whale. When Yunus alayhi salam was traveling and a whale came and it took Yunus alayhi salam in the stomach. And Prophet Yunus alayhi salam remained there for so long. And it was the day of Ashura when he came out from that trial, that test. So the day of Ashura is historic. So many things have happened in history. I only mentioned a few of them to you today. And in the Islamic history, after the blessed time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this day, 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, has a significance and is famously known as the day of remembrance of the tragedies of Karbala. This is the day, the 10th of Muharram. It was a Friday, 61 Hijri. This was the day in which horrific scenes were seen on the plains of Karbala, where 72 members of the caravan of the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and his people were brutally martyred on this day, the 10th of Muharram. So one by one, the beloved grandson of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, he saw his own beloved, his own sons, his own cousins, his own relatives, his own close friends, one by one, he saw them in front of his eyes being martyred. One person's body in this side, one body this side, one body all front of him. 72 of them in one day. Just imagine it, when one person passes away in our family, then the whole family gets into a state of mourning. We grieve, we cry, we weep. We can't control ourselves. When we see one death in our family, on one day, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw with his own eyes, front of his own eyes, he saw the brutality of the people of Yazid who martyred 72 people. Painful part in the history. It's so hard to discuss this. And Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw all this. And he also, at the end, he also got martyred as well. Now remember, when those people who pass away in the path of Allah, they were doing good things, they passed away in the path of Allah, they were brutally martyred, they were brutally killed. We don't say they died. We don't say they were killed. These people, we don't use the word killed. We use the word martyred. This is an honor for them. This is a gift for them. These people who are martyred, they have a very high status. These are known as shaheed, the shuhada. These are people who will go straight to Jannah. These are honorable people. But what happened that was evil? What happened? Remember Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had only 72 people, and with extra women as well, overall there were around 80. There's different, in history there are different numbers that have been mentioned. But there were less than 100. And on the other side, there were thousands of them. The opposite camp had thousands of people who surrendered Imam Hussein and his people. And what was it for? Why did they do this? Why did they do this? Remember one thing, one message we learned from Karbala. The message is, stand with the truth. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he let one by one his loved ones to be martyred in front of him. He accepted that. He didn't want that. It wasn't by choice. He was forced. But he accepted the reality that if one by one had to be martyred, everything else comes after. First is Islam. First is the principles of Islam. First is the loyalty of Islam. Then is everything. Then is family. Then is friends. Then is the worldly status. And then people in the opposite camp, they were not there to do this at the beginning. They were there to scare Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were there to blackmail Imam Hussein, to pressurize this camp, and to force Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu to accept that Yazid is a leader. But Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he knew the true colors of Yazid. He knew this person does not fulfill the criteria of leadership. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that great personality in the Islamic history. He stood for the truth. He did not look at the numbers. On one side is 72. On the other side is thousands. By this he taught us, it's not about the numbers. Sometimes, you know, when you want to choose your side, which side should I go on? Should I choose this side? Should I choose that side? We wait for a while. We see where more people are with. We wait where more people will join. If we see a bigger crowd on that side, then we would like to join that side as well. But Imam Hussein told us, he told us a lesson. It's not about the number game. It's not about who got the most number. Stand with the truth. Stand with the haq, even if you're alone. Stand alone, but stand with the truth. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood for the truth. He stood for the principles of Islam. We today should ask ourselves, where is the Karbala moment in our life? When we are tested in our life, when we have to make a choice in our life, where do we stand? Do we stand with the truth? Do we stand with the falsehood? When it's a matter in the family, do we give the side of our family? Do we give the side of our loved ones? Do we give side of our friends? Even if they're wrong, we know my brother is wrong. I know my sister is wrong. I know my father is wrong. I know my family is wrong. They're doing wrong. They're doing injustice. Do we just give their side because of family pressure? Or do we give the side of truth? Do we stand with principles? Now here we're not saying if your family is wrong, then go fight with them. No, with adab, with respect. Choose your own path. Stand with the truth. My dear brothers, standing with truth, how important is it? Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu has taught us how important it is. Sacrifice everything for the truth. Sacrifice everything. Principles of Islam. On the other side, the other camp, they offered finance, they answered crazy money. They offered so much wealth to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If for argument's sake, if Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Yazid as the leader of the Muslims, If he gave him that title, the story finished. So story would have ended. There would be no fighting, no arguments. And people of Yazid himself and his people, they would honor and respect and love Imam Hussein. They would treat him as a king. They would give him crown. They would give him so much wealth. They would give him so much gifts. He wouldn't need to work for anything. Everything would come to him. The money would come to him. Mansions would come to him. Big bungalows would come to him. Whatever was there at that time, the richest things, they would come to him. Money is not everything. Money is not everything. Loyalty is everything. Loyalty with Islam. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala did not get scared. He stood so firm. He was so steadfast. And it's important for us, all the kids who are watching this, it's important for us as well that we look out for the Karbala moment in our life. When we are stuck, when we are confused, we don't know what to do. Should we give this person's side? Should we give that person's side? When we are confused, you know what to choose. You know what's the Karbala moment for you. Choose the haq. Choose the truth. Stand with those who are fair, who are honest. Don't stand with the false. Make the right decisions. That's the very important message we learn from Karbala. And it's important for us to connect ourselves. Millions and millions of Muslims around the world, they get together in their locality, in the local masajid, local centers. They hold programs in the honor of the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. So please keep this in mind. Keep this in mind and make sure, you know, we don't forget the message of Karbala. We can't afford this. Our Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave everything. He sacrificed everything only so that the true message of Islam can continue. Today, the information, the knowledge of Islam that we have today is because of the sacrifice of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. That day was so critical. That day was so important for our Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He sacrificed everything for the truth. For the truth. So hold on to Islam. Hold on to Islam. If you're confused, you don't know what to do in life, you have life pulling you in different directions, remember, Islam is the truth. Islam is the only truth. Hold on to it. Study the life of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his companions. Inshallah, Azawajal, this will, you know, recharge our spiritual battery. Will connect us with Islam, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala, you should make dua in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, you have, in this day and age, you have chosen us from those lucky people who have love for Imam Hussein. Ya Allah, today you have chosen us. You have selected us to be from those people who talk about the honor and greatness of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who have love for Imam Hussein. You have made us Husseini today. Oh Allah, keep us Husseini. Oh Allah, may we die as Husseini. May we rise on the day of Qiyamah with those people who love Imam Hussein. That's the wish. That's the dream that we should have. But at the same time, it's important for us, it is essential for us that we remember the message of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein, if you look at, it was a character. We have two different, this battle of Karbala, the tragedy of Karbala was a battle of two characters. The Husseini character and Yazidi character. Ask yourself, look at your personality. Look at the things that you do. Reflect. Ask yourself the things you do. Whose characteristics are them? Lying, cheating, not sticking to promises, missing the prayer. Whose characteristics are they? Well, what are we doing? We claim that we love Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but our actions say something else. Now, have you not heard? Have you not heard the actions speak louder than words? Actions speak louder than words. We claim that we love Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We love Imam Hussein. We love his companions. But our actions are showing something else. Our actions are speaking something else. Come on, what is, why? Why are we living a double standard? If you love Imam Hussein, then have the character of Imam Hussein in you as well. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to deeply reflect upon the message of Karbala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's move on to our next segment of the day. Islamic heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Islamic Heroes. Inshallah Azawajal, today we'll be mentioning one of the heroes of Karbala. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala is the chief of heroes. All them people who were in the side of Imam Hussein. But today we're going to talk about one person who at one occasion in Karbala, I want all of you to pay attention here. In Karbala, I want you to guess the name, by the way. Today we're going to talk about one of the heroes of Karbala. And it's not Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we're going to talk about in this segment. It's someone else, someone who loved Imam Hussein. Who could it be? Who's in Karbala?
Was it one of his sons?
No.
Was he like related to Imam Hussein?
No. Who could it be? He is famous for the decision he made. If he didn't make that particular decision, then he was like one of the worst person.
I forgot his name, but I know who he is.
MashaAllah.
He joined the army of Imam Hussein.
Yes.
And then his brother also joined it. The army of Imam Hussein.
Well, we're talking about, I can't remember that part, but I can remember at the moment, it's not fresh. But the name that we're talking about, it's, you're on the right line. Talking about the right person.
I forgot the name.
That's the whole game. You have to guess the name. Who could it be? This person, in Karbala, at the beginning, he was like in the leadership role. On the other side, in the side of Yazid.
Wasn't him Hun?
Ji?
Wasn't him Hun? Hun.
The beginning part, right? What did you say at the end? What's the last letter?
Hun.
Hun. Blood. Hun.
No, I said Hun.
Oy. What could it be? You're close. You're close. What could it be? Hun. Come on then. It's Bilal. Say loud, Bilal.
Hun.
Hur. It's Sayyiduna Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I want you to remember this name. Sayyiduna Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is that lucky individual who you can say he was about to fall in the fire, or he was in the fire and last minute he got rescued by making the right decision. He was that person. If you want to describe this person, you could describe him like this. He was a person who made the right decision at the right time. He's a person who made the
right decision
at the right time. At one moment, he was in the camp of Yazid. But his love and honor and respect for Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was such that he knew this was injustice. He could not agree with what was happening, the brutality, the cruelty that was taking place. He did not like it.
Yeah.
He ended up leaving that camp of Yazid and he entered in the camp of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the great Sayyiduna Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he became the hero. He became the hero even today when we look at this person, when we talk about this person. We talk about him with respect, with love, with honor. He made the right decision at the right time. Subhanallah. This is so important for us as well. It's important to have love and loyalty for the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the honorable Sahaba ikram. We should live our life. We should live our life in the love and honoring the great personalities of Islam. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hur radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that great personality. Now it's time for us to move on to our next segment of the day. Sunnah and manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
It's Sunnah and manners. Inshallah Azawajal, today in this segment, we're going to talk about a beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Are we ready to listen to it?
Yes.
We're more excited from
this.
Yeah. Let's try again. Are we ready to listen to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where's Hashim?
Yes.
Are you sure? MashaAllah. Come on then. Today we're going to talk about one sunnah. Can you guess which sunnah it is?
Is it a sunnah of eating?
Sunnah of eating? Ali, what's you are eating?
He's so obsessed with eating.
Ali plus food equals biryani. That's a new formula that we've just discovered.
Ali plus biryani equals Ali biryani.
Oh, calm down. Come on, Ali. What could it be?
Is it sunnah of eating?
Not directly. It's to do with eating. You can connect it, but it's not eating.
Is it a sunnah? Obviously.
It's not something that we do like every day or every month. It's like an annual event. It's an annual occasion.
It's an annual sunnah. Fasting on the day of 10th of Muharram. Fasting on the 10th of Muharram.
Can you say it one more time?
Fasting on the 10th of Muharram.
Can you say that as well?
Fasting on the 10th of Muharram.
And Mustafa, you as well.
Fasting on the 10th of Muharram.
It is the day of Ashura, the fast of Ashura, fasting on the 10th of Muharram. Now, one thing we've learned so far, we've discovered that on the 10th of Muharram, this was a day in which Prophet Musa al-Islam and his people used to keep a fast, as a way of thanking Allah Ta'ala that they were miraculously saved from Pharaoh. This was like the day of Eid for them. And our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said, fasting on the day of Ashura wipes out the sins of the previous year. So it's important to fast on this day. However, when we fast, we are also recommended from the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. When you keep a fast, don't just keep a fast on the 10th of Muharram. Try to join another day with it as well. So either do 9 and 10 or 10 and 11.
What's the reason behind this?
The reason behind
this is the reason
behind this is that we love Musa al-Islam more. So people in this day and age, wherever they are, those people who claim to love Musa al-Islam, they, or especially at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people who claimed that they follow and they love Musa al-Islam, they were not Muslims. Them people, they claim to love Musa al-Islam and they used to keep a fast as well. But Muslims, we love Musa al-Islam more because he's a prophet of Allah. In Islam, there is a high importance and high rank of Musa al-Islam. So we love Musa al-Islam more. If these people who are not Muslims and they're keeping a fast, and we should keep a fast more. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to keep a fast 2 days. So which days should we keep a fast, Ali? Which you want to bring attention.
We should keep a fast on the 10th and 11th of Muharram.
MashaAllah. Today we're talking about the day of Ashura and we've learned that you should fast on the day. It's time for us to take a leave now. Inshallah, Azawajal. Look after yourself. Stay well. Keep watching Madani channel. Until next time. Look after yourself. Allah Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.